If you're a student planning on attending college next fall, now is the time to file those forms for financial aid. The 2016 FAFSA, or Free Application for Federal Student Aid, became available online on the first of this year. But there is one big problem complicating the process. To help us through the world of financial aid, let's bring in Lisa Maselli, Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School, my high school. She joins us from WILL in Urbana. Lisa, welcome back.
Great. I love the invite. Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, and why is it so important to get a FAFSA in early?
Because it really is the old adage, the early bird gets the worm. And it's really sad, especially when there's data out there, that millions of kids who actually qualify for grants don't even claim them because they didn't apply or they applied too late.
Why? Because financial aid is given out first come, first serve?
Correct. With federal grants and loans, sometimes if you wait, you actually lose out on monies. So the best thing to do as soon as January 1 launched, start that FAFSA.
But there is a big problem that is slowing down the filing process. What is it?
Well, what's hard about the process, and I wish it worked more in tandem, and there will be changes that we can talk about soon. But right now, when you do your FAFSA in January, you still have to have those taxes done to be able to complete them with accurate information. So what we're advising families to do, and we've talked about for years, don't worry about filing your taxes. Use last year's information. Estimate, get those FAFSAs done. I want my families to finish the FAFSA if they can by February 1st. And very rarely do people have their W-2s and their taxes done, but that's okay. Use last year's information, and when your student aid report comes back, then you correct it.
And by the way, this is a problem that officials say that they are soon going to fix.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you are a junior listening to this or a family of a junior who will be applying next fall for college admissions, the FAFSA is going to launch in October. That's a good thing. Let's get this FAFSA and the application process for admissions in tandem so that when you're actually thinking about affordability, you're filling out your FAFSA using prior year information. So the terminology that your listeners are going to be hearing is PPY, prior year. That means in October of 2016, you just use your 2015 federal taxes, get that FAFSA done, look at affordability to colleges while you're building your college list, and it all works together. So that's a very exciting change.
What else do you tell students about the best things to remember when they're filing for financial aid?
Well, most families will often, hopefully, sit down and do this together. If you're a student working on this alone, you are the primary applicant. So you have to remember you are applying as the student. When parents take the lead, they have to remember the student is still the primary applicant. So those terms like I and your relate to the student. The parents have a separate section. And they also have to remember not to leave blanks. If the answer is truly zero, put a zero. If it's not applicable, put not applicable. So there are a lot of kind of do's and don't do's to make sure that you actually give the most accurate information, because good information into the FAFSA will produce better information in the end.
And what kind of financial aid can people expect to get? If they fill out the FAFSA, they do all the things that you're saying that they should do. Is the kind of financial aid they can get going to actually make up a lot of the money that it costs to go to college?
Good question. I mean, when you do the FAFSA, you're looking at federal grants and loans. So you'll be eligible to be considered for things like the Pell Grant, for subsidized and unsubsidized Stafford loans. And there are universities and colleges that want that FAFSA filed in order to even sometimes consider merit aid possibilities, because nobody necessarily wants to dip into their endowment funds and give you a merit scholarship based on, let's say, GPA and talent if you actually qualify for need-based aid first. So I tell families all the time, don't make assumptions. I have families come in and say, well, we applied for financial aid last year and my first child didn't get any, so I'm not going to apply with my second child. The subtleties that go into this federal methodology, which sadly is very complicated, warrants you to just use every year as a new chance to apply for aid and see what happens.
So there's no case where you would say to somebody, don't bother filling out the FAFSA?
Maybe if I was talking to Donald Trump, he may not have to fill out the FAFSA.
So if you have a lot of money, don't worry about it.
Right. Obviously, I would say to a family, if you know you literally can pay for college out of pocket for all 4 years without 1 ounce of concern, I get that, because the process is invasive. It's annoying. I have parents tell me that they need to have 2 bottles of wine on hand in order to get through the process. But typically, you know, with the families that we're working with, the assumptions that the aid won't be available to them is such a myth, and I think too many people just avoid it out of being scared about the process, or they procrastinate and they wait too long and then they lose out. My mantra is just do it. I know it's annoying. Apply, have it on file. And, you know, if you need the aid, it's going to be at least a part of the formula. You're going to be in the system to be considered. If you don't qualify, at least you went through the process, and you'll know again when you do maybe aid the next year. Things might change, and at least you're in the system, because the application process for aid, Jeremy, is annually. You have to reapply every year. So even if you're in the FAFSA system and don't qualify for anything, next year you do the renewal form for your child, and it makes the process easier every year.
That's Lisa Maselli, Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois, my high school. Lisa, great to have you as always. Thanks so much.
Oh, great. Great to be with you.
And we'll have Lisa's list of do's and don'ts on filing for financial aid and loans up on our website, hereandnow.org.